Welcome to the Christ Community Church Montreat Podcast. Kevin Allman here with Pastor Richard White. How you doing, Richard?
I'm good. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know, we're leading into something that we've been waiting for a long time. It should have happened a long time ago, and that's a sabbatical for our pastor, Richard.
I don't know here. If it should have happened a long time ago, but I'm sure grateful.
Well, I think so. We're grateful for you. So we're taking advantage of some time while you're here, and we're going to hear a little more of your thoughts about questions from folks. And listen to this one. This person writes, "Dear Pastor White, I'm an older person, and I'm finding this part of my life much different than I expected. I often struggle with a feeling of not being needed. I want to be helpful to other people, but I don't know how. I don't have the strength and energy I had when I was younger, but that doesn't change the way I feel inside. I'm grateful to have people that love me, but the need to contribute and do something helpful doesn't change just because you are older and weaker. I would appreciate whatever you might say to someone like me. Thank you for all you do and the kindness you have for older people."
I love in the heart of that question the desire, the inside of me wants to be out there engaged in service and with others. That's a beautiful heart expressed there in that question. And oh, wow, what a treasure. Don't know who that is, but love you. May your tribe increase. You know, what a great question and a poignant question for a lot of folks in our community, and a growing number. I drive down the road here from our church leaving, and I see all these college students, and I realize, wow, you know, there's more distance age-wise between me and them than there is between me and my parents now, you know, my aged parents. And you know, I'm 58 years old, and one of the reasons I'm going on sabbatical is because I want to think. I'm going to be speaking with pastors who I'm going to say, "Would you review for me the last 10 years of your ministry?" Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know how long the Lord will have me in ministry. I'm hoping I can go a long, long time. You know, at 58, you start thinking, there's more years behind me, most likely, than ahead of me. And so I'm going to be talking with pastors about, you know, what was it like the last 10 years of ministry? What did you do well? What did you wish you had done differently? And, you know, how did you use your voice and your preaching? How did it change at all? And so just these are going to be some questions I'm asking those who are in the next stage ahead of me, or have passed through that stage. So I'm thinking a little bit along this line of, you really do. I just in mid-50s realize I don't have the energy I had when I was in my 30s and 40s. So that's an inevitability for all of us. But boy, I get that. My heart is engaged. I want to run. I want to do all these things. Again, I get that heart there. You know, we have the, Paul in 2 Corinthians talking about how we know that if the tent, 2 Corinthians 5:1, if we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. I think we read a passage like that and we hear the word groan and burden. And, you know, I've talked with a lot of senior adults whose life has been changed. Either they were taking care of aging parents and that seems all-consuming, or now they are themselves. Every day it seems like there's a new doctor's appointment that they have to run off to for some new ache or pain in their body as the tent is wearing out. And that does bring a lot of complications for, you know, being active or as active as perhaps one once was in church. Sadly, this youth-centric culture belittles age and growing old, as though those who are old are useless and you know, being set aside, yeah, because you're of no value to us anymore. And that's really tragic. And just, you know, side note, you know, in our church, we've talked about trying to reach the next generation. And in no way do we want to communicate that those who are senior adults are useless to us in this. No, it's the senior adults that are critical to this, because it's on our shoulders. And I kind of put myself in that category of really now of a senior adult. So I'm one of the ones we're talking about here too. But it's critical for us to engage a fast-growing group that's leaving the church. And so we've got to be discipled, and we are to be discipling those coming behind us. But all that to say, you know, you can feel set aside simply because you can't do what you once were able to do. But I think in this season of you know, where our bodies break down, where we grow weak, where we have desire to engage, but the opportunity is not there because of weakness, you know, lack of energy, time, all that. I think there are things that we need to be thinking of as we grow older, and, you know, don't mean to be stark or harsh, but our culture is really averse to thinking about death. What does it look like to die well? And there's hardly a week that goes by that I don't think, I remember John Piper saying this, that, you know, you should think of yourself in a coffin often. And he's speaking to preachers. And, you know, I want my life to count, but I also want to think of, okay, this life is going to end. What then? And when I stand before the Lord, you know, what will I say? And, you know, obviously Christ is my life, but I want to be able to have lived my life well and to the end. But, you know, in the end, when I don't have the strength, I don't have the abilities, there's some real critical things that are important for, that I think our older adults really can help us all think through. And one of them really is identity. What the youth were talking about on Sunday, elderly folks who've been stripped of perhaps career, known for what they did, but now they're not doing that anymore, so who are they? To really understand and root their identity in Christ and what he has done for us. And to live out of that with joy and confidence, and to be facing eternity with that hope, that's a huge gift to us. And that's not something that comes overnight, because there's the dying to self. There's the dying to having built my identity on what I could do, what I accomplished, who I was by, you know, these accolades I received. And to be able to die to that and hold all of that loosely and to treasure Christ above all of that, that's a discipline of the heart. And we need that as a model in discipleship in the church today. I think as well for some of our older adults, you know, aging, you know, grace-filled aging. You know, again, this world holds so dearly to the body and values the body and the experiences of the body as ultimate. And I think those who are aging need to offer that gentle reminder to us that the body is wearing out and the substance of our life is in Christ. And you can let go of these things. You can hold these things lightly, of, you know, career and of health. It's not to say that we, you know, we're reckless or anything, but we learn to hold these things loosely and again, to treasure Christ above these things. And I think that's part of this grace-filled aging. One of the things that I've loved as I've visited with older folks through the years in our congregation is older folks who've really embraced a different role of prayer and praying for our congregation. I remember I've several folks that have prayed through, they take the directory and they pray through the congregation. They don't even know these people, but they're just waiting on the Holy Spirit and asking God, Lord, whatever this person needs in this family. Oh, they have young kids. Look, wow, they got to raise these kids. Lord, they need wisdom. And just praying through, you know, 3, 4, 5 families a night before they go to bed. And I just think, wow, what a treasure. These praying saints, they may not be able to do much, air quotes, you know, out there running, you know, VBS and chasing kids around or, you know, participating as an officer, elder, deacon anymore. But so much work can be done, as it were, on our knees in prayer. I think, you know, the aging years are also a gift of God, where we have opportunity. We do have to slow down. And it's opportunity to, again, really focus our hearts on the Lord and to think deeply about what matters in life. I want to be careful here saying this, but the Apostle Paul was put in prison a number of times. And I'm not equating old age with prison. However, the metaphor of being pulled out or set aside from the thing you want or wish you could be doing. Paul understood that. And what did he do? Well, he preached to those who are around him in the prison. He also wrote a lot of letters, which aren't we grateful to the Lord for? We're the beneficiaries of that. Some of the things I've encouraged older adults to do is write letters to your children, write letters to your grandchildren, tell them the story of your life, and the intersection of grace and of Christ with your life. And so tell the story of faith through your life. Record that. Weigh in on important matters. Older folks, most have just these nuggets of wisdom from life experience. But then as you match that with scriptural truth, I mean, this is gold. And maybe you don't have a small group of young people who are, you know, sitting at your feet listening, you know, drinking up every word. But write stuff down. Your kids, your grandkids, maybe that's who it's for. So I've always encouraged, yeah, write your story or write up life lessons and you know, the important things. I've said to a number of folks as well, you know, what do you want to say? What do you want me to say at your funeral? Let me know. And I've had many say, I want you to preach the gospel. And boy, that's like, you know, throwing me in the fire patch. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. And I've said it. Yeah. This message is not from me. It's from, you know, your beloved who wanted this said. And, you know, that just lends power to a service. You know, I'll preach Christ. I'm going to regardless, but it just adds the joy and the power when, hey, we talked about this, and this is what your loved one wanted said today. You know, I could ramble on, I suppose. It'd be fun to have a group here and talk through some of these, but there's, I think there's a deep fear that with a culture that is youth-oriented, you know, an older person may feel set aside and useless, unworthy. Very interesting, in Psalm 71, we have this, the psalmist writes, you know, in you, O Lord, do I take refuge? Let me never be put to shame. So this is a shame psalm, and the psalmist is feeling shame at some level. But then it comes down to, oh, okay, here's part of that. Verse 9, do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me, and those who watch for my life consult together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there's none to deliver him. Yeah. So he's feeling God forsaken, and he's being told you're God forsaken, and part of it has to do because you're old. And so he says again, verse 18, so even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those who are to come. That prayer there in Psalm 71, lays that out before, do not forsake me, O God, in my old age. Now, I think the psalm answers it, that God doesn't, but we're kind of waiting for the, so Lord, what do you say to that? And I think we get a great affirmation of God's goodness to us in our old age in Isaiah 46:4, where the Lord says, even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear and I will carry and will save. And that's just such a great affirmation. Yep, you're old, you have gray hairs, but I've made you, and I'm going to bear you. I will carry you, and I will save you. Yeah. God will not forsake us in our old age. And that's the ground we've got to live out of. That's the truth that we've got to then flesh out in our old age, that I am not forsaken by my God. And to live out of that confidence and the identity we have there, that's a huge, powerful, and important message to speak to our culture. There's a lot of lonely, discarded people in our culture, and a lot of them are elderly. And for our older population to live in the confidence of Isaiah 46:4, that my God has not forsaken me. I am loved and I am accepted, and to live out of the joy of that, I think is a huge message that our culture needs today, and our young people need it as well.
Yes. I'll just add one thing here, and that is that as an older person, you might be surprised at how many people in our congregation who are younger really need someone like you to speak grace and kindness and love into their lives, some who didn't really have that from a parent and have a big hole in their lives as a result. And it can be really powerful to have someone older just reach out and just show kindness and care for someone. And that's something that any older person can do. And it's happened in my life. There have been people in our own congregation who've spoken into my life and my wife's life like that. And it's transformational. So,
you know, it's so strange. When I was in my early 20s, brand new really in ministry, I was married. I didn't know what I was doing. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
And I didn't go asking for it because I didn't know, and I was too scared.
You know, yeah.
You know, those older people, they don't have time for me. You know, I'm nothing. And but some older men pulled me aside and mentored me. And of course, one of them was Calvin Thielman. But a few other men just, and it wasn't that they had to spend a lot of time with me, but they pulled me aside and just asked questions and listened and offered real godly counsel. And they were there enough in my life that I learned from them as mentors. And so it may be the, you know, older people have that that fear of, well, I'm not cool and I'm not needed by the young people. And the young people are over there thinking, you know, I'm scared to ask that person. And, you know, and so there's this huge fear factor in the community.
Yeah,
and in the church, maybe it's just older folks walking across an aisle to say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, how are you? And you know, maybe in a course of a conversation, something develops, hey, let's grab coffee or breakfast and talk about life. And but maybe making some of those asks and being bold, and where that may not be a huge expenditure of energy to have coffee with somebody. I think there's probably more of that among the millennials and the 20-somethings than we would realize, of wanting an older person, wishing somebody would notice them and take an interest in them. And, you know, here we as older adults probably feel the same way. I wish somebody would notice me and take an interest in me. But that's maybe the initiation initiative needs to come through us who are a little wiser and older in years.
Thank you. Will you pray for us?
I will. Father, thank you for this amazing church at Christ Community Church. Lord, we are blessed with the gift of people across the age span who attend here. And Lord, please move us from just being multi-generational assemblies to intergenerational, where the generations really are mixing together and learning from one another and blessing one another, encouraging one another to seek Christ and to understand what it means to follow him. Father, I pray for a boldness among our senior adults to engage young people. And I pray, Father, for a willingness on the part of younger people, Lord, that they would desire to learn from older folks in this congregation. Lord, would you give us that unique and gracious gift of intergenerational ministry here? And Lord, really, it's just body life. It's one talking to another about how to live for Jesus. And would you grant us that, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.